Good afternoon. I am Archdeacon Steve West, the parish priest of St. Barnabas Parish in the Anglican Church in the Diocese of Trinidad and Tobago. I welcome you to reflection on this 21st Sunday after Pentecost, proper 24 year B. Our readings today, Job chapter 38 verses 1 to 7, and 34 to 41, Psalm 104, the letter to the Hebrews, chapter 5, verses 1 to 10, and the Gospel of Mark, chapter 10, verses 35 to 45. Let us pray. The Lord is here, and we will praise Him. The Lord is here, and we will worship Him. The Lord is here, and we will trust Him. The Lord is here, and we will honor Him. The Lord is here, and He has called us to give Him all the glory. Amen. Lord, we are Your people, not because we are worthy, but by Your grace alone. We are Your people who have come in joy and thanksgiving. We are Your people, and we have come to praise You. We are Your people, and we have come to give You the worship You deserve. We are Your people, and we have come in the name of Jesus. Amen. Lord, we come to You, the source and center of all our hope. We come to You, longing to trust You more, ready to confess the poverty of our faith. We come to wait patiently, to be still in Your presence. We come that Your love and Your kindness, Your truth and Your holiness may touch and change our lives. We come that in our worship or coming might be a confession that You first came to us and for us. We come, and in our coming it is in itself a prayer of commitment. Speak to us, Lord, that we may speak and serve in Your name. Amen. We have the hymn CPWI 651. It is a thing most wonderful.
Thank you.
And we pray the collect, first of all, the collect for proper 24, followed by the collect for St. Luke's Day, which is October 18th, and our parish prayer. Let us pray. Almighty and everlasting God, in Christ you have revealed your glory among the nations. Preserve the works of your mercy, that your church throughout the world may persevere with steadfast faith in the confession of your name, through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen. Almighty God, who inspired your servant Luke, the physician, to set forth in the gospel the love and healing power of your Son, graciously continue in your church this love and power to heal, to the praise and glory of your name, through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Gracious God, you sent your only Son, Jesus, to be for us an example of godly living. Empower us by your Holy Spirit to treasure your creation, that we may be his faithful disciples in our time and place, making disciples of all nations, sharing his words with all who need to hear them, and helping our brothers and sisters to experience life in all its fullness. All to your honor and glory, through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Our reflection today is entitled Status or Service. Status or Service. Jesus is on his way to Jerusalem, and he is challenged to explain to his disciples what is to take place there. He talks plainly, but like so many of us when faced with challenging situations, we hear what we want to hear. Mark records that he took the 12 aside again and began to tell them what was to happen to him, saying, "See, we are going up to Jerusalem, and the Son of Man will be handed over to the chief priests and the scribes, and they will condemn him to death. Then they will hand him over to the Gentiles. They will mock and spit upon him and flog him and kill him. And after 3 days, he will rise again." Mark chapter 10, verse 32b to 34. It is obvious by what takes place afterwards that James and John did not hear the part about condemned to death or handed over to Gentiles, about mocking and spitting or flogging or being killed. All they heard was that he would rise again, and they assumed that he would be establishing his kingdom after that. They envisaged an earthly kingdom, although Jesus, very early in his ministry, would indicate by his teaching that his kingdom was not of this world. It was not only not like the kingdoms of the world, its standards and values would be different from those of the world. In the face of the prediction of suffering and death of their master, James and John were only interested in status. position of power and prominence. Mark records, James and John, the sons of Zebedee, came forward to him and said, "Teacher, we want you to do for us whatever we ask of you." Verse 35. Who is the master? Who is the disciple? Did Jesus not say the disciple is not above the master? It is sufficient that the disciple is like the master. Matthew 10, verse 24. Didn't James and John trust the master to do what is best for all his disciples? Of course, they were not concerned about the others. They were only concerned about themselves. Jesus responds, "What it is you want me to do for you?" Verse 36. It is a loving response. No rebuke, only an opening for what they desired to ask. James and John replied, "Grant us to sit one on your right hand and one on your left in your glory." Verse 37. James and John, as we would say, took in front. There is to be a kingdom. We left everything to follow Jesus. Then we deserve to have positions of high status in Jesus' kingdom. They did not remember that others also left everything to follow Jesus. They were not even the first to follow him. In the ancient tradition, the place of honor was the seat on the right. The place of second honor was the seat on the left. James and John were asking for the two most important, prestigious places in Jesus' kingdom. What self-love, what conceit. James and John believed that they were best qualified to be the greatest in the kingdom that Jesus was bringing into being. There was no concern for the others. Jesus again replies with love, pointing out to them that as his disciples, they should think of sacrifice, not self-glory. He replied, "You do not know what you ask. Are you able to drink the cup that I drink and be baptized with the baptism that I am baptized with?" Verse 38. James and John had no idea what it would take to be great in the kingdom, although Jesus had told them before. Remember, he said to them, "Truly I tell you, whoever does not receive the kingdom of God as a little child will never enter it." Mark chapter 10, verse 15. Entering the kingdom of God is about trust, humility, and uncorrupted love. Jesus points them to his cup of suffering. Are you able to drink from the cup of suffering? Are you able to be baptized with the baptism of suffering? Without thinking, driven by their selfish ambition, they responded, "We are able." Verse 39a. Jesus affirms that you will indeed drink the cup that I drink, and with the baptism I am baptized with, you will be baptized. Verse 39b. And Jesus' words were prophetic, for James did drink of the cup of suffering and experienced the baptism of suffering. He was the first apostle to be martyred. The Acts of the Apostles, chapter 12, verses 1 and 2. Tradition has it that John was the only apostle to escape martyrdom. However, he too experienced persecution for his faith and was exiled to the island of Patmos. Suffering is part of the lot of a disciple. Disciples of Christ are invited to deny yourself, take up your cross, and follow me. Mark chapter 8, verse 34. Jesus points out to them that those positions in his kingdom are not his to give, but is for those for whom it is prepared. Of course, the other 10 disciples heard about the requests by James and John, and they began to be angry with the brothers. Jesus had to step in and explain the nature of his kingdom and the standards that are required. He said to them, "You know that among the Gentiles, those whom they recognize as their rulers lord it over them, and their great ones are tyrants over them. But it is not so among you. Whoever wishes to become great among you must be your servant, and whoever wishes to be first among you must be slave of all." Mark chapter 10, verses 42 to 44. The kingdoms of the world are about status and power. My kingdom, Jesus says, is all about service, loving service. Jesus goes on to state his own mission as an example of what obtains in his kingdom. He says, "For the Son of Man came not to be served, but to serve, and to give his life as a ransom for many." Mark chapter 10, verse 45. Jesus gave up his position of high status, the Son of God, to come into the world to live a life of service for the redemption of humankind. Disciples of Christ are called to service, not status. In the scheme of things, one is given positions of power. However, these positions are given not for us to lord it over others, but that we may use our gifts to serve God's people with love. As disciples of Christ, there is no room for selfish ambition. God has called us to be disciples. God has equipped us with gifts to carry out our tasks of service. God has commissioned us and given us the opportunity to serve. Jesus makes it quite clear that the call of discipleship is a call to service and not a call to status. Our catechism tells us that the ministers of the church are the lay people, bishops, priests, and deacons. What is the difference with each group? They are all called to represent Christ and his church. Where the difference lies is in the kind of service each group is able to provide. Brothers and sisters, we are called to love each other. Love, true love, is expressed in using our gifts in the service of others. We are called to identify the needs of others, and with God's help and the guidance of the Holy Spirit, respond to those needs with love. As disciples of Christ today, especially in this time of the pandemic, we are invited to follow the example of Jesus, who came not to be served, but to serve. Our focus must always be on service rather than status. As the hymn writer Richard Gillard explains, our request should always be, "Brother, sister, let me serve you. Let me be as Christ to you. Pray that I may have the grace to let you be my servant too." Remember, we serve God best by serving each other with love. Amen. Let us pray. O God of love, we pray you to give us love. Love in our thinking, love in our speaking, love in our doing, and love in the hidden places of our souls. Love of our neighbor near and far. Love of our friends, old and new. Love of those we find it hard to bear, and love of those who find it hard to bear with us. Love of those with whom we work, and love of those with whom we take our ease. Love in joy, love in sorrow, love in life, love in death, that so at length we may be worthy to dwell with you, you who are eternal love. Amen. Give us grace, O Lord, to work while it is day, fulfilling diligently and patiently whatever duty you have appointed to us, doing small things in the day of small things, and great labors if you summon us to any, rising and working, sitting still and suffering, according to your word. Go with us, and we will go. But if you go not with us, send us not. Go before us. If you put us forth, let us hear your voice when we follow. Hear us, we beseech you, for the glory of your name. Amen. O God, our Father, help us all through this day to so live that we may bring help to others, credit to ourselves and to the name of disciple that we bear, and joy to those that love us, and joy to you. Cheerfully when things go wrong, persevering when things are difficult, serene when things are irritating. Enable us to be helpful to those in difficulties, kind to those in need, sympathetic to those whose hearts are sore and sad. Grant that nothing may make us lose our temper, nothing may take away our joy, nothing may ruffle our peace, nothing may make us bitter towards anyone. So, O Lord, grant that through all this day and this week, all those with whom we work and all those whom we meet may see in us the reflection of our Master, whose we are and whom we seek to serve. This we ask in your love's name. Amen. And as our Savior Christ had commanded and taught us, we are bold to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. And may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all, now and forevermore. Amen. And we have the hymn CPWI 304. Brother, sister, let me serve you. Let us pray. Teach us, good Lord, to serve you as you deserve, to give and not to count the cost, to fight and not to heed the wounds, to toil and not to seek for rest, to labor and not to ask for any reward save that of knowing we do your will. And in that service we pray, O God, that you will continue to make us instruments of your peace. Where there is hatred, let us so love. Where there is injury, pardon. Where there is doubt, faith. Where there is despair, hope. Where there is darkness, light. And where there is sadness, joy. O Divine Master, grant that we may not so much seek to be consoled as to console, to be understood as to understand, to be loved as to love. For it is in giving that we receive, it is in pardoning that we are pardoned, and it is in dying that we are born to eternal life, through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. And so may the love of the Lord Jesus draw us to himself. May the power of the Lord Jesus strengthen us in his service. May the joy of the Lord Jesus fill our hearts and minds. And may the blessing of God Almighty, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit be with us and abide with us always. Amen. And so we pray that you will have a spiritually rewarding week and obey the rules. Please, please, please be safe, worship, wear your mask, watch your distance, and wash your hands. And may God bless us all this week.
Freedom of freedom.